automatic pilot, is that how it works? You're going to leave?
I'm going to go get Donna and she'll come up.
Call me in the order at 3 o'clock. And we don't have any minutes to approve. I think I didn't send them out, so no minutes to approve. And we can do a roll call for the minutes. So I'm here, David Miller.
Rick Ziggenfuss.
Jimmy Youngblood.
Randy Hayes.
Charles McCarthy.
Ron Noon.
Ron Erickson is a special guest.
And our audience is?
That's Shadow Soda.
I'm Travis Hyatt this year.
Microphone picked that up. These are a meeting today. A, it's our regular scheduled meeting, but I sent out the notice that we got from Travis saying that the county commission met this morning and voted to fund the prioritization matrix analysis, and we had given them the HDR proposal. And I, although Travis, you didn't say, I assume it's for all 41 projects at $58,300. And then it went on to explain that we needed to make sure that our process was consistent with the county's process, the Bronx process, and I take it if it is, we're more or less good to go, and we proceed with the contract. And if not, we're going to have to back up a step. So you probably, Ron, need to know how we got to this point and what process we went through to get this proposal we got from HDR. Or do I need to back up even more and tell you what we're doing?
Well, it just depends on what your time constraints are. I mean, I'm not aware of this board or its reason for existence or any of that. It wouldn't take much for me to become appraised of that, quite frankly. But I'm not sure, haven't had a chance to talk to the commission about exactly what they want me to watch for. I read what you gave me this morning, Travis, and it's pretty, looks like it's got everything in it that anybody would ever want.
The thing mostly concerned about was our selection process of HDR. Did we go through the right process to get HDR?
And I'm happy to listen to that.
Do you know what that process would be?
I hope I should know some of that.
Right, as minimum, I think that's what they want.
Okay.
So,
and I guess a little bit of this is, I believe that we were budgeted money. We were appraised that we were budgeted money. And we have not expended, we may have expended, what, $4,000 of it or none?
Yes, you did.
And that, so there was, and that was a contract for services for something. I mean, think of what it was. Travis, was that with you guys, or was that with Great River? Was that to go with a second Tiger II, something or another?
Yeah, it was the, did we spend that money for that Tiger II?
Your budget money, the bulk of it for to develop a priority matrix or to use it for operations. And this is this group is convening to prioritize and work with the county on transportation issues across the county. The county is divided up into seven districts. These are the bulk of the representatives here. There's a couple of them that are absent today. They come up with projects. We nominate projects. They need to be prioritized. We have determined over a period of time that it would be better if our priority matrix was very similar to MoDOT's, so that when we put these together, they would recognize what we're doing. We've done that, worked with different various engineers in and out, but HDR has accumulated the bulk of this, some of this on their own time. To do this, they own basically the bulk of this information, albeit public information, but they've taken the time to amass that. That's went on over a period of a year now. And now it's time to do this. And so we had the lead we forwarded from this board as a result of that process. HDR proposal as a preferred vendor. The county commission needed to vote on that funding, and they did that this morning.
Did they move that into the 212?
Yeah, if we can get accomplished now, it'll come out of this year.
211.
From what I heard this morning, just eavesdropping, because I wasn't on the agenda, so I've got a load up there that I work on, but sometimes if I have a minute, I'll turn the radio on to turn the computer on, so I just listen to it. Sounded like they're going to, like it's going to go over anyhow.
They wanted to put it in 2011, but I told them by the time we get a contract approved, your first invoice would be till 2012 anyway. They do it on a cash basis, Rick, the auditor said. He said that doesn't make any sense.
I guess my first question is, for anything through purchasing, the first thing I'd have to ask whoever the department is, and Randy can vouch for this, is it in your budget? And where do those funds originate from? So if somebody said Tiger, does this money, tied in with a grant, grant or any federal? Because if there's federal.
That's what the commission met on today, was to fund it out of their budget.
Okay.
I'm assuming this comes out of GCR. Is that right?
Rose Bridge.
Well, that's your advice, Sandy. And what was the process of following that line that HDR is being selected?
Well, we were doing all of our selection of things that we need to do fixing the county. That was our job. And when the commission set us up, they instructed us what they would like. Since there's no way to tell who has the most important project, you with me, to fix, that they wanted us to develop a prioritization system, matrix. So they one employees of HDR had actually been employed with MoDOT, and we wanted it to be like we said, we want it to be comparable to the MoDOT system. So that when you're talking about any kind of sharing or so on and so forth, it would be very similar. And so as a result, HDR then decided they were working with the road and bridge over here on developing this system. And early on, they were asked who was funding it. And they said they were doing it for free because they felt like if they developed a system, they could sell it to other counties at that far. You with me? Mm-hmm. And so they showed us some, they did some runs on it. If I miss anywhere, you chime in. But they did some runs on it, and we liked it. It looked like it would be something that we could use and work. And there was a few tuning things done to it, you know what I'm saying? And so then we got to where we're ready to insert his district's findings, the things that need to be fixed, mine. And that's when HDR said, okay, then here's the price for us doing that. And then, this system will be such that from now on, once we prioritize what we've got, if something else comes up out there, it can be put into this system, and if it bubbles to the top, then that'll be the first thing we spend money on. You with me? The county would spend, and this keeps somebody from, you have a system now where somebody calls in on it, and they're very angry because they just seen a near collision somewhere. You're with me? This system would. It says which ones you ought to be working on. You with me? Prioritizes it. Mm-hmm. And not just somebody else saying this is most important when it doesn't come up to be the most important. And I don't think, I think you'll find MoDOT has a system like that where, they decide what needs the money spent on. There's only so much money, you can't fix them all. So we voted then that we would do that. And next, we had to find out if this is what the county
commission wanted and would fund. And that's where, that's the meeting they had today, and they agreed to fund it. Now they want to make sure that our selection process of HDR was, would meet a you know, anybody's...
Stand the test of an audit.
Yeah, of an audit that, that we did indeed select HDR.
Everything I touch, I ask myself that question.
Yeah.
Will this stand up to an audit?
Yeah.
Legally, as a government employee, county government. I would have to do a tad of research on this. I wouldn't be able to give you a concrete answer today and say, you know, I mean, if given the prices and the amounts here, it would normally... if it was a department like Road and Bridge came to me and told me they needed to hire a consultant, an engineering corporation, to do a study or to do this type of work, and the estimated amount might be in the $50,000 to $60,000 range, then I'd say we'd probably have to let it out for bid or attach it to a state contract. And I could, you know, do some research on that and see. It may be a grandfathered clause, and it may be allowed to be grandfathered in because the project started without any anticipated expenditures. Is that true or not?
Yeah, yeah, it started. They were doing the work for free.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, there are several different options. We'll make sure that, I'll bring back the recommendation to the commission probably on their next meeting, which is Thursday. I can get it done by then.
Okay.
Do a little research, make a recommendation to them. And worst case scenario, if we have to let it out for anything whatsoever, I mean, I know that process like the back of my hand now. I think down and can attest to that, and I can get something done pretty quick if I can if I have to. So we certainly will make sure that we follow every legal maneuver that's required and dot every I and cross every T.
When you guys, when the county hires professional services, engineers, architects, and whatnot, do you do bids or do you request proposals from the firms without prices?
Both.
Oh.
Yeah, and in some cases, both at once. In other cases, you know, and I'm fairly new to this position, 6 months, less than 6 months, but I had actually brought an example of where we, on a pool bid, we set up what you would see there, and there's some copies of this, is a, an evaluation process.
Is the criteria set up different in regard to services and equipment and...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
professional services technically legally can't be bid.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't send this out for just an actual bid. You send it out for qualifications and then pick an engineer and then negotiate a price. You can't bid.
Right, okay. And then that's what this is part of this example I'm showing you. We would establish a committee like yours, an evaluation committee from employees within existing departments, and the operators and the proposers would answer a certain set of questions, and then we would discuss those answers. And using a formula like this where a point system is assigned certain points for different criteria, then that's what narrows the field down. And then you make a recommendation to the commission, and the commission would invite them back. They could make an oral presentation, explain why they think they're qualified, and then at a certain point in time, just like Travis said, then the pricing structure is requested.
In this case, they're so knowledgeable of what we've done so far, and they did a couple of them already. One of our main criteria is previous experience or knowledge of what's going on here. They'd be the only one that would know, right?
Right. And that is certainly something that the commission would take into consideration. They can make a ruling on things of that nature under the criteria of what's best for the county, what's best and expeditious for the county.
And that was the question I had, is that, and our contract would be with the commission, technically, and we've gone through the RFP process with them in the past, so I don't know